sat out the back of the house watching the rain. There's a kind of a corrugated plastic roof above me that you might be able to hear the rain on. The dog is sat staring, interested in what's going on outside, but not really willing to go and venture any further than 2 feet from me. I'm kind of glad she's not keen on the rain, because we're well overdue the morning dog walk, but it just hasn't stopped. Nice though, because apparently there's a water shortage at the moment. Whether any of this will settle and actually make it to the reservoirs, who knows. Apparently when it's really dry and warm, the ground tends to bake, and even rainfall like this doesn't soak in as much as it should, so we'll see. Loads of things I should be doing, not too far away from me, is my garden office. I haven't been in there when it's been raining. I should really get a waterproof walk down the bottom of the garden and see what it sounds like sat in a shed in the rain. I've got wireless reaching to it, but I'll probably use the backup mains line to stream data along there. Although it is as good a wireless signal as I get from my NAF BT broadband. Still got storage issues, and at the moment I'm thinking of just commandeering furniture from the house, which I'm sure won't particularly go down very well, but I'm thinking, as most of the things on the shelves and in a lot of the cupboards here are mine, I will probably just move some of the stuff into the attic that I haven't looked at for a while, eBay the rest of it, and use the shelving desk, etc., for the garden office. Because to find something suitable in my mind that's not kind of formicary and plasticky and more than just functional anyway, is harder than I anticipated for less than hundreds of pounds. So why not reclaim, recycle, remove from the house and install in the shed? Just been listening to Radio 4 and loads of stories of interrailing, and I remember my time interrailing fondly, and they were asking for interrail stories, and I've been slowly writing up my journals, very slowly, onto a blog, which is journals.posterous.com, of my, I think it was my first experience interrailing that I'm writing up at the moment. I've got, you know, 9-10 years of travel journals to write up, and maybe that's something that I'll be doing in the garden office when it's fully functioning and I at least have a desk and a chair to sit on. But it was really interesting listening to how much it's changed, and there's no age restrictions now, just different prices for older people compared to younger people. And I remember, I think interrailing was £125 for a month. We're going back to 91 maybe. That was quite affordable, I think. Now it's, I think, £500 for the month. I might be wrong, it might have been 225, which means it's doubled in 10 years, which I guess is understandable. But yes, quite like the rain. Good time to be pensive. I was going to be at Latitude, but I believe the organisers were a little bit uncomfortable with so many branded social media platforms there, so my work there was pulled. Which is not a problem. Would have been exciting and interesting being on my first kind of official assignment for Audioboo, but maybe that will happen some other time. As I'm using the application to record this audio now, it's obviously something I'm passionate about because it's just so damn easy. Sitting in the garden, slurping my coffee. I've just had a big slab of bread and jam. Got the house to myself. Dog doesn't want to walk because it's wet out. And I'm podcasting. Easy, eh?